you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Meet Mark. He has been a line worker for over 3 years. Mark is a dedicated employee who ensures he does his part and often does more than is required to ensure his department meets its quota every week. His supervisor often commends him on how dedicated he is to his work. Mark has been thinking about asking his boss for a promotion or raise of pay, but he is not sure how to go about doing it. On today's program, we explore how Mark can go about asking for a raise or promotion. Stay tuned. Mark's first step is to think things through. This is important because he needs to make a strong case to his boss as to why he deserves a promotion or pay increase. After he makes his list, he now needs to set an appointment to speak with his boss. When the time comes to make his case, here's what Mark should do.
You start by indicating the background in terms of, I have been in the position of this for the last 6 months or whatever time. Since then, I have achieved, and you list out, I have also taken responsibility for. So you give them all the reasons up front. It is on this, I really believe that my title really should now be, or I'm asking for, you know, a 5% or whatever increase in salary. Start by giving all the reasons, objective reasons, of the things that you have accomplished, what you have achieved, even using some of their own words, just the last evaluation, the last project you did, they indicated to you that this was so well done and so on. But that's the basis on which you, whether it's a promotion or a raise, you give all the objective criteria and spell it out and probably even have a copy of it ready, which you can leave with the person, because chances are sometimes they have to go to somebody else to justify why this is being considered.
Chief Ideator at Above or Beyond the Job Bank, Dr. Lakim Samaj. Now that Mark has an idea of what to say to his boss, here's what he needs to avoid mentioning.
Frame it in the manner that you really need some more money because your mother this and your cousin this and your responsibilities and your cost of living and so on. That's secondary. So once you start just saying, yes, because you need more money, just because your budget can't stretch and so on, that's really begging for charity. So you really need to couch it within a business sense. Because if you can demonstrate to the person that you can create more value, you have been creating a lot more value, they will start wondering in their mind, but boy, if this person can do all of this for me extra, what if they should leave? The cost to me is going to be much greater. But by you just asking for it as a charity, the person may not feel very charitable. But if you ask as a business decision, it's easier for them to understand that.
Finally, there's a chance Mark's proposal will be rejected. Should he be disappointed? Should he start looking for a new job?
No, by no means, because you have planted that. If the person said, boy, it's not possible now and da-da-da, well, you say, well, I hope you'll put it on the list and you'll, you know, we can revisit this maybe next quarter, maybe next month, and so on. So you don't just back off of it, because if the person says it's not possible, and they will probably give you a reason why, there may be some factors that you are not aware of in terms of some cost issues that you are not, they will probably share that with you.
Chief Ideator at Above or Beyond the Job Bank, Dr. Lakim Samaj. To recap, here's how to go about asking for a raise at your job. Set an appointment to speak with your boss. Next, make a list of all accomplishments. Have evidence to prove your case. Then, while talking with your boss, present your case in a business-like manner, showing how you are an asset to your job. Finally, if you're rejected, ask your boss to consider revisiting the proposal in the future. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.